AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Have you ever opened a grammar book and felt your brain just shut down? Or maybe you start speaking and suddenly all those rules you learned vanish from your mind. Or you sit down to write but stop halfway because you're scared of making mistakes? If that sounds like you, you're not alone. Grammar can feel like a monster hiding in the shadows. Hi. Welcome back to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, and today I want to share the three main reasons grammar feels so difficult. And more importantly, how you can finally understand it and start using it with confidence. Over the past 20 years, I've had so many students tell me, "Daniel, I'm just bad at grammar. I think I'm stupid. I can't do this. Can we just skip grammar?" But here's the truth. The problem isn't you. It's the way grammar has been taught, the way you've been studying it, and the way you think about it. If you want to improve your English with easy and useful lessons, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. Okay. Now let's look at the three biggest problems you face with grammar. These are the reasons why you sometimes feel afraid of grammar and why it can hold you back. Let's see if any of these feel familiar to you. First, the perfection trap. Let me tell you a story. One of my students was called Sophia. When Sophia spoke, she stopped many times. She wanted every sentence to be 100% correct. If she made one small mistake, she felt she had failed. In writing, she deleted lines again and again. She was scared of being wrong, so she spoke less and wrote less. Many of us learn that grammar is very strict, with only right or wrong. This creates a lot of pressure. But language is alive. It changes over time. Something people called wrong 100 years ago can be okay today. The real goal is clear communication, not perfect communication. That was the first problem. But there's another reason grammar feels scary. Second, the big words problem. In class, when Sophia saw big grammar words, she went quiet. Words like past participle, present perfect, or articles made her feel lost. She told me, "I don't even know these words in my first language." After that, she avoided the grammar parts of books and videos because they felt too hard. Many classes use charts and difficult terms. If these words are not clear in your own language, they are even harder in English. It's like learning to drive by studying car engine science first. You don't need to be a mechanic to be a good driver. You need simple, real examples that you can understand. Now, let's move to the third problem, which is just as important. Third, only study, no practice. Sophia read many rules and made many notes, but she almost never spoke or wrote. When it was time to talk, her mind went blank. When she tried to write, she stopped after a few words. She kept thinking, "I will use English after I learn all the rules," but that day never came. You can't learn grammar only by reading about it. Just like you can't learn to swim only by reading a book, you must get in the water. Learners need listening and reading they can understand. And speaking and writing for a real reason, meaningful output. Without this, rules never feel natural. So, We've just talked about the three big problems with grammar. But the question is, what can you do about it? How can you make grammar less scary? For me, it's about turning grammar from a big scary monster into a friendly little puppy that you can play with. To do this, I want to share with you three simple steps. These steps will help you really learn grammar without spending all your time memorizing rules. And remember, step three is the most important one, so make sure you stay with me until the end. Let's start with step one. Step one, from studying to real learning. Sophia was struggling with her grammar books. She kept trying to memorize every single rule, page after page, rule after rule. It felt so boring, and nothing stayed in her mind. When it was time to speak, the rules were gone. So I told Sophia, stop only studying the rules. Start seeing grammar in real life. How can you do this? Read short stories or blogs. Scroll social media posts in English. Listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos, or TV shows. But here's the key. Don't just watch or read. Pay attention. For example, in a movie, someone says, he has lived here for 5 years. Instead of thinking only about the rule, notice how it's used. You see a person talking about their life. You see that has lived means it started before and is still true now. Suddenly, the rule isn't just a line in a book. It's alive in a real conversation. That's when grammar starts to feel natural. It's not a rule anymore. It's a pattern, a rhythm, a part of life. But step one doesn't finish here. It's not enough to just see the grammar in a movie or book. You also need to make it yours. Take the example and connect it to your own life. So when the actor says, he has lived here for 5 years, you stop and think, okay, how about me? Then you say, I have lived in New York for 5 years. Or, I have lived in this city since 2019. See what happened? The grammar moved from the screen into your real life. That's when you really start to own it. Okay, now you started moving from just studying to real learning. But here's the thing. Step one doesn't solve everything. You can't fix all your grammar at once. That would be like trying to carry 10 heavy bags at the same time. You can't carry them. They all fall. So let's move to step two. Step two, only focus on one grammar rule. Sophia used to try fixing everything at the same time. Articles, verb tenses, word order. She thought that if she studied them all together, she would improve faster. But the truth was, she didn't improve at all. It just made her tired and frustrated. So I told Sophia, don't try to fix everything. Pick just one rule to work on. Maybe it's confusing its, it is, and its belonging. Maybe it's forgetting the third person s in she walks or he eats. Don't pick 10 things. Don't try to notice every single grammar rule in every sentence. Just one. That's your grammar rule for the week. Now, how do you practice it? Go back to step one. Watch, read, or listen. But this time, focus only on your one rule. For example, if your rule is the third person S, listen carefully. She eats breakfast. He walks to school. Every time you hear it, notice it. Then, make it personal. Write your own sentences. My friend walks to work. She eats rice every day. Repeat them. Say them out loud. After a few days, that one little rule becomes easier. If you feel you really understand it, then move on to the next rule. But if it still feels hard, don't rush. Stay with it for a few more days, until you really get it. Step by step, rule by rule, grammar becomes less scary and more natural. Let's do a quick recap together. First, you moved from only studying rules to really learning them in real life. That was step one. Then, in step two, you chose just one grammar rule at a time to focus on, instead of trying to fix everything. But the most important step of all is step three. This is the mistake almost everybody makes, and it's the step that will change everything for you. Step three, jump in and use it. Sophia was still stuck, even after steps one and two. She read, she listened, and she even focused on one rule, but she almost never used it. She was too afraid of making mistakes. She thought, if I speak or write, people will see my errors. Better to stay quiet. Here is the truth. If you never use grammar, you never really learn it. It just stays in your head like theory. It's exactly like watching hundreds of hours of swimming videos, reading books about swimming techniques, but never actually jumping into the pool. Of course, if you don't get in the water, you can't swim. So I told her, Sophia, you need to use the grammar. Don't wait until it's perfect. Try it now. Making mistakes is not bad. It's actually how you learn. At this point, a lot of you might say, but Daniel, how can I get help? I don't live in an English-speaking country, and I don't have time for classes. What can I do? Here's my magic solution. You don't always need another person. You can practice by yourself. For example, let's say your grammar rule is articles. Open your phone notes and write a few sentences. I bought a book. The book is on my desk. Then, instead of feeling shy about showing it to someone, open an AI app like ChatGPT or any grammar correction tool you already use. For example, open ChatGPT and write, I'm working on articles today. Please check every sentence I send you. Now, every time you make a mistake, the app will correct you and tell you why. For example, maybe you write, I bought the book, but it should be a book. The app shows you the correction and you learn right away. If you still don't understand, ask for a clearer explanation. And remember, nobody is there to make you feel shy. See, you're producing, making mistakes, and getting feedback even without a teacher or a class. That's how grammar moves from theory to real life. The more you use it, the more natural it feels. And every mistake becomes a step forward. Great job! You made it all the way here. That means you really care about your English, and you truly want to change. Now let's wrap it up together. So here's what I want to tell you before we finish. Grammar is not a monster. It's not something to be afraid of. Grammar is like a bridge. It helps you say your ideas and share your stories. It can feel scary when you only think about rules in a book, but when you see it in real life and when you use it, grammar actually becomes your friend. Every mistake you make is not a failure. It's proof that you are learning. Think of each mistake like a small step that takes you closer to speaking more confidently. So please remember this. Grammar is not about being perfect. It's about using English to talk about your life and your world. And you already have the power to do that. Now, let's do a quick recap. Why are we often afraid of grammar? Because of three big problems. One, the perfection trap. We think we must be 100% correct, so we stop speaking or writing. Two, the big words problem. grammar feels full of hard terms that confuse us. 3. Only study, no practice. We read the rules, but never use them, so grammar stays stuck in theory. And how do we fix it? With the 3 steps. Step 1, from studying to real learning. Stop only memorizing rules and start noticing them in real life. Step 2, only focus on one grammar rule. Choose just one thing to work on until it feels natural. Step 3, jump in and use it. Produce language, make mistakes, and get feedback. That's how grammar becomes real. Now, here's your challenge. Today, pick one grammar rule. Just one. Maybe it's a, they. Maybe it's the third person s. Write 3 short sentences about your own life using that rule. And here's the fun part. Post one of your sentences in the comments below. And finally, if this helped you, don't forget to subscribe to Magic for English and share this video with a friend who also wants to get better at grammar. Learning English is always easier when we do it together. I'm Daniel. Thanks for learning with me. See you in the next episode.